Hey, if you're a cleaning business owner and want to become a master salesperson, but are unsure of where to start, well, I put together a free sales course that shows you how to sell over the phone and even how to find, hire, and retain a salesperson. So if that's up your alley, you can head over to loganscleaningco.com/free course and you can access the course absolutely free. And there's no opt-in required. So hope you enjoy. Now back to the show.
And it says, what would be your best advice for creating a good workflow for your day-to-day tasks while also being a mom and living and working in a small space without an office?
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
Oh, yeah. I know all about that. The mom part I don't, but the dad part I do. You have to be okay with sacrifice first and understand that you're not going to be able to do everything at once, and don't beat yourself up. So if that person that asked that question is on this call, like, it's okay if you miss some things or can't do some certain things, because you're not going to regret. You're going to regret more the time, those little times or moments with your kids, not having those, than if you you're not going to regret doing the work. You're going to regret the time that's missed. So like, don't beat yourself up if there's times when you need to, you're like, I need to put in the work and I've done this, and you feel guilty and all this stuff. Don't beat yourself up over it. Like, you're going to have to focus and be willing to sacrifice certain aspects potentially of the business, or sacrifice sleep, or sacrifice other things inside of your life that are going to be required in order for you to reach your goals. I would prioritize, you have to prioritize your attention. And that means that if you're getting pulled from, because I have two kids, younger age, and my wife also works in the business. She's number two in the business, basically our COO. And I have to shut off when I'm with my kids, but that means that I have to shut off all other distractions when I'm not with them. I don't have time for distractions. Like, other people are at work and they can scroll and they can go on Instagram, they can do this. Like, we don't have the time to do that. If work is work, I have to shut out everything else. And so you have to become so good at managing your attention during those times when you can work, when you can do those things. And there's this concept of, like, when you judge yourself, and this is, I think, really important. When you judge yourself, you have to be super careful on not judging yourself on where you think you should be, but where you've come from. It's super important, right? Because a lot of times we get to it, and this is for everyone. You get to a point in business and you've grown, but you're like, I'm not here yet. You look at other people and maybe you're making $30,000 a month. Someone else is making 50. And you're like, their life must be so much better. I wish I could just get to 50. And you're like, I'm not there. I'm going to beat myself up because I can't do this, or I can't do this, or I'm not able to do this. Well, you don't know what's going on in their life, but also you just went from zero to 30. You had an infinite increase compared to the 30 to 50, right? That's a 60% increase. Okay. You had an infinite increase from zero to 30. And I think it's really important to, whenever you're in that situation, it's okay to just be cool with, hey, I've come a really long ways. And I hit on this a lot because my wife has had to deal with this a long time, because she's been in our gym. She's been in our business, or the business here in the portfolio, for a long time. And I understand it. And the belief, or the judgment that you put on yourself doesn't serve you. So you have to give yourself the freedom to be okay with, maybe I can't spend as many hours doing the work like someone else who doesn't have kids can. But guess what? Your story will be better than the people that don't have kids. It's not a crutch. It's not something that will hold you back. The story that you get to tell by working through while having kids makes it that much better when you do win. You just have to manage your attention. Hopefully, was that helpful?
You just spoke to me. I don't know if anyone else, he was speaking to you, but he spoke to me. Like, my wife, Katie, we just literally had the conversation, like, very similar conversation about 3 hours ago. And, like, almost to the T, man. Like, I need to hear that. So, did you guys get value from that? That was, like, that. I felt that. That was awesome. Okay, we'll try to get through some more of these questions here. This is a good one. They say, smart person learns from their mistakes, but a wise person learns from mistakes of others. What has been your biggest mistake, and how did you fix it?
Yeah, I'm still learning from this one. So you could call me a stupid person. So I think there's three types of people. If you look at my content, I think there's three types of people in the world. I think there are stupid people, there are smart people, and there are geniuses. Stupid people make the same mistakes over and over again. We all know those types of people, right? In our lives, they talk about what they're going to accomplish, what they could have done, what they want to do, but they never do because they're always doing the same thing over and over again, making the same mistakes. They're the people that you see 5 years later from your hometown that are in the same spot to talk about where they could have been, and they keep making the same mistakes over and over again. We're not those type of people. Then there's smart people. Smart people make a mistake once, and if it's painful enough, they don't make it again. Touch a hot stove, you burn yourself as a kid, you're super careful around a hot stove, okay? And there's a spectrum of this because we do this in different avenues of our life, different kind of sections of our life. We can be all of these in different sections. And then there's geniuses. Geniuses sit back, they look at all the mistakes of other people that they've made, and they decide they don't want to pay the ignorance tax. And so they decide to just learn from those, and they decide to either pay to learn from someone else and fast track their way to success, or do as much learning and diving into it as they possibly can. My biggest mistake has consistently been, since I've been a leader, has been holding people accountable and trusting and verifying that they're doing the work. I am very much a figure outer by heart. I'm very much the type of person, it's like, and this is probably why Alex and I got along really, really well. He would be like, cool, hey, we need to build an outbound project. And I'd be like, cool. And I would go and I would do the research. I would dive into everything and I would do it. And then we would work together to hone it, but I would be the one to go and build it. And so like, that's my thing. And so I have to realize, and I constantly have to realize, that not everyone's like me. No. Not everyone wants to be that figure outer or the person that enjoys just walking through the mud, just face down, crawling, figuring out, going through all the different things that need to happen in order to make something work. Not everyone likes to be that. So for me as a leader, the biggest mistake that I constantly am reminded of, and I have to stop being a stupid person and I need to become a genius, is just making sure that I verify that people are doing what they need to do.
So good. I'm gonna piggyback on that answer with the next question and talk about the principles that have led your clients, which are gym owners, to have consistent success. Like, what are those principles? And number one, do they transfer over into other businesses, say cleaning? But what are those principles that you can tell that are going to make somebody create a successful business?
Yeah. There's a couple. And I'll break this up. I think there's a lot of parallels between cleaning and gyms. I think if you can be successful in a gym, you can be successful in any business. And I would suspect the same goes for cleaning, because I think they're the same issues or bottlenecks that come up in a gym come up in a cleaning business, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And just FYI, I actually almost started a cleaning business. So just FYI, nice. Decided to manage my attention and not do that right now. So not have been a good idea, but so I went down a deep trail. And actually a lot of that came, Logan, from your content of like looking at what you guys are doing, and it'd be like super cool to do this, but I was like, it's not the right time. Anyways, back to this. First of all,
I almost got him.
Almost.
We could have
Kaylin
here.
Almost. So the first, I'll start with the boring thing, but the most important thing, and that is you have to know the person that knows their data and their metrics and looks at it on a daily basis will win long-term, because they'll know what actions need to happen in order to improve their business. If you do not know your metrics, and I mean every step of your sales funnel, every step of your retention side, every step of your operations, your inflow, your outflows, if you do not know it, you will struggle, because you'll be flying blind. That has to be just the basement floor level of success. Like, you have to know your data. If you don't know that, good luck, because you might see a little bit of success, but you will not see sustained success. The second thing is, you want to talk about skills, you want to talk about more kind of personality or mindset?
I love the data piece, first and foremost. Like, let's stay on data for 1 second, because like, you and I are bred from the same cloth as Alex. And like that original intelligence sheet that Alex gave us, like, that is what a lot of the people in here use. Like, it's been modified for specifically for the cleaning business. But like, that is, anytime people ask questions, Kale, anytime people have problems on the daily call, like, what's always the return answer you give them?
What's your numbers?
Yeah, right.
What's your numbers? How much are you spending on ads? How many leads did you get? What's your schedule rate? What's your show rate? What's your close rate? Right? What's your conversion rate on the back end? What's your churn rate? monthly. What's your churn rate on this? What's your churn rate on this? Right. Same thing with hiring. Same thing, right? How many offers do you have out? How many interviews do you have scheduled? How many applications do you have first, right? How many calls have you made to those applications? How many calls scheduled? How many showed? How many interviews, right? How many offers made? How many onboarded? How many trained, right? It's just same. Everything is the same thing. Break it down into every step of the funnel. I mean, I can show you, I wish I could pull you guys up a sheet. I can't because it's internal stuff, but like I built out a full sheet for our sales team because we had at one point, we had three different, we still have three different channels, but I have to track every step of each channel. So I had a spreadsheet of every single step of every single thing on the sales side from every single channel of every single sales rep, every single day, every single week, every single month, by quarter, the whole thing. So I could see where the drop off is in every step of the funnel. So if we're getting low show rates to a closer, right? I know that there's a drop off somewhere between the setter and the closer. So we need to go in and I need to listen to all the recordings and then figure out what the problem is. But if you don't know your data, you have no idea what to fix.
So if you guys want to be geniuses, you guys can take what Kale is saying right now. If you guys listen to Alex, Alex is very big on data. If you guys are in my community, you know how important I believe data is. And like take three people who you have some sort of belief in and be like, maybe I should focus more on my data as a baseline, like bare minimum data will tell you the story of your business.
Yep.
Okay. So data. What do you want to go with next? You can go with, let's go character traits, actually. I think this is a good place to go to. So if we have data, that's great. That's great from like a skill set. There's obviously more skill sets that are needed to be successful, but like, let's say that tracking, analyzing data is a skill set. Let's talk about some character traits. What are some character traits that are needed to be successful?
Coachable. They have to have humility. If you think that you know the best route, like you don't, like no offense, but you just don't. Because you don't have access to the information that other people have. That's it. It's not that you're not smart or not smart enough. You're just as smart as everybody else.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, you may have a higher skill set, but if you don't have access to the information that other people have, because they've spent more time and they have access to other businesses or other information, like be willing to be coachable and listen and know that this may not feel right to you, but it's the right thing to do for the business.
I think, you know, I'll share my experience. Like the reason that I like any, like the speed to my success has always been through coaching. It's always been through raising my hand and saying, you know what? I do not know something. I do not know. And whether in the beginning, I didn't have a lot of money, so I had to use my time. I had to get creative on how to get around proximity to people who could help me. And then once I got money, I started realizing that money, like the key to having money, like you talked about earlier, like the key to money is being able to use it. Like it does no good sitting in my bank. Like it doesn't make me, like it has no magical value outside of being able to use it. And using it to acquire information has been by far the best investment I've ever made with money.
I think a big one, and this is going to sound cliche because like everyone likes to talk about this, but very few people actually do this because it's hard to actually do. And that is take true extreme ownership over everything that happens in your life and your business.
Yeah.
It is very easy to point the finger at someone else, whether it's an employee, whether it's the economy, whether it's a vendor, whether it's a coach, whether it's anything. It's very easy to point the finger and say, because we don't like to be wrong.
Yeah.
Because when we realize that it's our responsibility and our mistake, our first reaction is like, great, I'm not perfect. That sucks. I'm not a genius. Shoot, I thought I was. I guess I'm not. But as soon as you get over that, then true freedom happens because then you realize, great, I actually have full control over my growth. I have full control over my next decision. I have full control over the outcome of my life. And when you do that, then life becomes a lot more fun. You get to be able to act with more freedom. You get to act faster, make more money, you help more people, and change more lives.
So good. So good. So we talked about data as a skill. We talked about we talked about beliefs. Anything else that you'd like to summarize as?
Yeah. You have to be willing to be
successful. Sorry.
Yeah, you have to be willing to do the boring but brilliant work at an unreasonable rate. meaning you have to do the stuff that no one else will do. And that's cliche because everyone talks about that, but you have to be able to do the stuff that no one else is willing to do at an unreasonable amount. This is why entrepreneurs are weird to the everyday person. Yeah. It's weird for my wife on Mother's Day to be sitting out in 95 degree heat in Florida with 95% humidity, pregnant, for 5 straight hours, calling leads, cold calling, double dialing, leaving voicemails, sending voice text messages, voice and sending video texts to a whole bunch of leads because we're getting hundreds of leads every day. That's weird for the average person on a Mother's Day. The average person would be like, nah, I'll get that to Monday. I don't clock in. Right. And so the amount of work it's going to take to be successful is typically, on average, 10 to 20 times more than you even think it takes.
Yeah.
And the reason why very few people are successful is because once they get to 5 times or even 2 times, they give up and they're like, this is too much.
So good. So good. That's a great story. Like, as you started telling me, I forgot about that story of when you guys were in Gym Launch and your wife is.
I think I posted in the group, didn't I? Didn't I post it in the group?
Yeah. So good.
She's just sitting there, literally not even on a chair. She's sitting on the concrete on our back porch in our house, propped up against the sliding glass door. And it's 95 degrees outside, 95% humidity, middle of Florida, just calling hundreds of leads.
Yeah. And one thing that I share in this community so much is like the biggest reason that I have the ability to have the opportunity for success is because of my wife. Like, my wife gives me so much opportunity. She allows so much freedom in me because she takes a lot off my plate. And Kale is in a very similar situation. Like, Kale, or like Maggie, is a rock star. She, again, like, an amazing human. As you guys can tell how amazing Kale is, right? Can you guys see this? Like, Kale is like very humble. Like, when you guys are able, if you guys ever get the opportunity, and I really do pray that you do, to get an opportunity to actually meet Kale and his wife Maggie, like, they're just people who, like, when you're in their presence, like, you just trust them. Like, they just have this trust in them. And like, my wife is one of those people. And there's like 2 other people in my life who I just, like, I truly have this, like I just trust them with everything, with anything that is of importance to me. Like, I would trust these people with them. And Kayla and Maggie are definitely those people. So
she's amazing.
We got understatement. Understatement of the year. okay, we got time for one more question, guys. So Kale, again, thank you for giving us an hour of your time. Again, like, Kale runs big company, has a wife, has kids, and he knocked out an hour to hang out with us for free. Literally, like, nothing, like, there's no monetary incentive, there's nothing here. Like, he just came in here to serve you guys. And so can you guys give Kale some love before we get into this last question? Can you guys give Kale some love? And James, will you also drop Kale's Instagram again? Like, please connect with Kale. Like, don't DM him or anything weird, crazy. But definitely give him some love. Go comment on his stuff and follow him, because he's somebody who, like, you guys heard his goals. Like, imagine in the 3 years, we bring Kale back in here and he took Gym Launch from $80 million to $250 million. Like, it's a pretty cool story. So be along the ride, right? Use this as an opportunity that if you do see Kale, or you have an opportunity to go to one of the GymCon events, or an event that Kale's at, maybe Kale will, hopefully we'd be blessed with Kale going out there, like, doing more public speaking. But like, this is an opportunity for you to say, hey, I was on that Zoom, and now you have a way have an icebreaker to start the conversation. So
if we ever do cross paths, please come say hi, please.
Yeah. No, please. Like, you guys need to meet Kale. Like, you need to feel his energy. And if Maggie's there, you need to meet them. Okay, let's do one more question here. So let's actually end this with a little bit tactical, because this is, I'm sure everyone's like wanting a little tactical stuff. We did some stories, but someone asked, can you explain customer finance acquisition? And then if you can, how would you apply it to a cleaning business, even though, you know, how would you apply it to a cleaning company?
Cool. Customer finance acquisition is the reason why we were able to grow. Super simple. It's very simple. It's just a concept around making enough money from acquiring one customer. So they pay you enough money day one to not only cover the cost it took to acquire them, but also the cost to acquire the next customer, plus a little bit of profit. That's it. So in order to do that, you have to sell something of value. You have to have an offer good enough to get someone from either cold traffic or whatever to pay you enough money day one when you sell them and collect that money so that it covered the cost to acquire them. So let's say it costs $100 to acquire them. You need to make at least 100 plus another 100 for the next one. So 200 plus enough to cover your profit. And if you do that, you have a marketing machine that will never stop. It's like having, you're in a casino, right? And you got a slot machine. If I asked everyone in here, if you had a dollar and you put it in the slot machine, that slot machine would give you $2. What would be your budget?
So yeah, put it in the chat, guys.
What would be your budget? Would you have a budget? Like a dollar? If I put a dollar into the machine and I get two, right? It's 100% return.
Would you go borrow? Would you go borrow a dollar if you didn't have a dollar?
I would go get a credit card advance or get a massive loan, and I would just sit there feeding dollars into this thing. Just bam, bam. Good news is you only need a dollar to start, because you'd stick a dollar in and you get $2 back. You take each dollar, you start feeding it back in, and it just feeds itself. That's literally the concept, the model of client finance acquisition. And it works on every single type of business. So if I was cleaning, my goal would be to create and construct an offer that was so valuable to my target market, the person that I'm trying to help, that stands out above everybody else. That's an irresistible offer that gets people saying, yes, absolutely. I will definitely pay you X amount, whatever that is for you, whether it's $200, $500, $1,000, $2,000 down day one to clean their house and to do whatever ancillary services that are needed. And if you do that, if you can do that, then you can scale. Because then you can take all that money and you can put it back into advertising. You can take some of the profits out, cover all your costs, and just keep putting money into the machine and keep advertising and keep acquiring clients at a profit every single day. And if you do that, that's how you have unlimited scale. And it's like OPM. It's like other people's money in some sense, because you could use a credit card, which technically isn't your money yet. Mm-hmm. And you could put it into Facebook or Meta, run ads to an offer, get on a phone, schedule a consult, or like a, I don't know what we would call it in cleaning, but like you go to their house and you do a free, basically a free quote or whatever, give a quote or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you sell them right there. And what you make right there, you get them to literally swipe a card or pay you cash or do whatever. And they pay you enough to cover all the costs and the next person. And you just keep doing that over and over again. Better if you just close them over the phone, because that's just faster. You can scale.
Kale, have we talked all about the cleaning funnel at all?
No, I have zero idea what you do. To be honest, I have no idea.
Does any of that sound familiar? Like, Kale, like we literally just took the same funnel and we use that. Except for, yes, you are right. We do close over the phone. We don't do it in person. But other than that,
beautiful. You close over the phone? Yeah, it scales faster. Like, why
so wouldn't much it? Faster.
It's so much faster. Just have a conversation. Cool. Grab their card. Done. Easy. Script. Then you can scale it. Then you can scale with other people to do it. Then you don't have to be the one making the phone calls. Then it's easy. And then AI is going to come out soon. We're actually dabbling in some of that right now, where AI will just do it for you. And then you don't have to worry about it.
How exciting is that? Did you guys just get excited about that? That's how we pack a punch to end it. Like, how cool is that? You guys feel that? Every guys who are using the funnel, have gone through the funnel, like Kale just basically scripted the funnel without even, like, we haven't talked about the funnel at all. And like, he just, like,
it's just, can I give you a sneak peek into what's coming?
Please.
Like, I'm working with a company right now that uses AI with a human voice. They haven't figured out augmentation, but a human voice that can sell cold traffic and handle every single objection overcome. Imagine you could have unlimited leads and you have AI calling with a proven script and objection overcomes that never stops. That sounds like a human, that laughs with the person when they laugh, that knows exactly what they need, can give them a perfect quote, take their credit card and charge them. And it sounds exactly like you. It's happening right now.
Everyone's like, please tell me more.
And I don't mean like the fake stuff that you guys are seeing with like some of the, there's one video that blew up with all the pauses and everything like that. No, I'm talking about no pause, laughs with the prospect, goes along perfectly with it, is literally a human voice and can scale infinitely. It's coming.
Awesome. Well, when maybe I'll I'll keep in touch with Kale here. We'll keep texting about it. And then if I get any inside on the inside on the AI, like everyone in here is just like, please, like that sounds amazing. And just so you guys know, if it works in the fitness space, oh my gosh, it will crush in the cleaning space.